The legislation is prompted by a federal law still under development called Real ID. It requires states document the residency status of licensed applicants. It's supported by groups like 9/11, Families for a Secure America. Peter Gadiel is on the group's board of directors. He lost a son in the September 2001 attacks. Gadiel recently came to Wisconsin to support state legislation he says will prevent terrorists from using a driver's license to do things like open bank accounts or board airplanes.
The people of Wisconsin have to understand that this is anti-terrorist legislation.
Critics contend there's a better way to prevent terrorists from getting fake identification. Some want the bill to allow undocumented immigrants to get a driving certificate instead of a license. Such a certificate could not be used for identification, but would assure that immigrants are trained how to drive before getting behind the wheel. Representative Pedro Colon is a Milwaukee Democrat. He represents a district with one of the state's highest concentration of Latinos.
If they don't put the certificate as part of this bill, what you're going to have is a politically inspired bill that feeds to the most radical elements of the state.
One of the bill's sponsors is Republican Mark Gundrum of New Berlin. He says Wisconsin is becoming a magnet for undocumented immigrants seeking driver's licenses. Gundrum contends the State Transportation Department could save money if applicants had to show proof of residency because fewer licenses would be processed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.